Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 66 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana this morning at 8:50, in time for our pre-opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey today, Tom Rogers. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Dan, and good morning, everybody. Let's take a look at the cash hog prices for today. They're called mostly steady in the western Corn Belt and flat to weaker east of the Mississippi. Most plants in the east are reportedly full for the week. Packers may try to save some money, according to livestock dealers and buying station managers. They say packers have pulled back on their daily slaughter rates to adjust for a seasonal tightening of supplies in the east. Peoria is called steady to a dollar higher, actually, with a top price of $45. They say some plants may still need additional hogs for tomorrow and Saturday, and they say there's lots of field work going on in the area now. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, April 30th, negotiated swine purchases were 13,422. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 58 even to 72 even. The weighted average was 69.84. That was down 66 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 50.49 to 58 even. The weighted average in the east, 55.65. In the western Corn Belt, negotiated swine purchases were 15,739. The base price range was 64 even to 78.37. The weighted average was 72.93. That was down 24 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis in the west, barrows and gilts sold from 48.99 to 59.30. The weighted average was 56.04.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
In a minute, we'll take a look at the overnight trade on the boards of trade in Chicago and Kansas City, and we'll also get a pre-opening call from Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton. First, a look at our growing area's weather. Here's our forecaster, Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Tom. First off, we have a big storm system that's going to put an end to field work across the western portion of the Corn Belt today. And over the next couple days, it will be sliding to the east. So one more day of favorable field working conditions before the lower and eastern sections of the Corn Belt get a short-term bout of rain. Friday, Saturday, and eastern areas may, again, see some light precipitation on Sunday, but far eastern areas of the Corn Belt could have another decent planting day even in through tomorrow. Northwestern Corn Belt see 2 to 3 days of wind-driven rain preventing any field work from occurring, especially from South Dakota into Wisconsin. And some areas in South Dakota, it will be a wind-driven snow. Rain that impacts the lower and eastern Midwest will be associated with a frontal system that will limit the duration of the rain, so field work can resume again early next week. The frontal system will produce some locally intense thunderstorms and a potential for some severe weather late Friday and in through early Saturday from the northern delta into Michigan, where the greatest rainfall is expected. Field work will deteriorate again in the western Corn Belt towards the middle and end of next week, and the eastern Corn Belt Thursday and through Saturday, with May 8th through 10th, with widespread showers and thunderstorms erupting once again. Additional wet weather is suggested by the most recent run of the computer model for the week of May 12th, although amounts of rain will fall will not be nearly as great as that suggested in the most current run of the computer model. Bottom line is the Midwest is going to have to deal with frequent rainfall, and that's enough to keep the field work progress slower than usual. Wet weather outlook should give producers incentive to work marginally acceptable fields over the next few days to limit the delays and potential impact of planting when rainfall increases again later in the two-week outlook period. The Delta and the Southeast, well, they were dry yesterday with high temperatures in the Delta and in the Southeast, mainly in the 70s and lower 80s, some 60s in North Carolina and Virginia. Planting will be briefly interrupted by the rain expected from tonight and through Saturday in the Delta and the Friday through Sunday time period in the southeastern states. A period of mostly dry weather will follow, with aggressive planting resuming by the middle of next week. Light showers possibly causing some minor interruptions to field work on or around May 10th, with more significant rainfall possible a few days after that, between May 12th and the 15th. Although, again, the confidence is low on that precipitation event indicated by the computer model runs. As far as Brazil, Brazil's weather outlook remains wet for today and through Saturday. Heavy rain expected tonight and tomorrow in the northern Rio Grande do Sul area into southern Paraná. After that, weather conditions will slowly improve with less frequent and less significant precipitation so that the southern fields will slowly dry out and favor resuming field work. Northern Brazil will see some periodic showers, but no generalized soaking rain there. And Argentina, cool weather occurred yesterday throughout Argentina with highs mostly in the 60s and even a few upper 50s in the Cordoba region. No big change to the favorable weather outlook that has been consistently advertised in recent days. Little or no precipitation will occur for at least a week, and although a few showers will occur in the northeastern cotton areas today, showers that develop late in the week and the following weekend are expected to be quite light, with good harvest progress resulting through the next 10 days. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Thanks, Mike. Let's go to overnight trade in Kansas City. The July contract opened overnight at $8.44 a bushel for July wheat. That was up 2 cents on the open, last traded up four. In Chicago, the May wheat contract nearby opened at $7.92 and a quarter, up five, last traded 5 3/4 cents up. July, $8.05 3/4, 4 3/4 up on the open, last trade up 6. September, $8.21 1/4, up 5 3/4, last traded up 8. December wheat, $8.40, up 5 1/2, last trade up 7. And March of 09 wheat, $8.60 a bushel, unchanged, last traded overnight up 1. In the corn pit, the May overnight opened at $6.02, up 1 3/4 cents, last traded up 6. July, $6.14, up 1 1/2, last trade up 4. September, $6.22, up 1/4, last trade up 5 1/4. December corn, $6.29 3/4 a bushel, up 1 1/2 cents on the open, last traded up 4 4 1/4. And March of next year, $6.36 1/2, up 1 1/4 cents, last traded up 7 3/4 cents. May soybeans opened overnight at $13.05, up 3 1/4, last traded up 5 3/4. July, $13.18, up 4, last trade up 6 1/4. August beans, $13.11, up 8, last trade up 8. September, $12.69 1/4, up 3 3/4 cents, last trade up 4 1/2. And November, $12.26 3/4, up 1 1/4, last trade up 6 1/2 cents. Looking ahead past that, January 2009 beans, $12.45 1/4, up 6 1/4, last trade up 3 1/2, and the March, $12.52, up 2 1/4, last traded up 2 1/4. In the products, May soybean meal at $3.37.70 on the open, up 1.10, last traded up 1.10. July, $3.41.90, down 3, last trade up 2.20. May bean oil, $57.61, down 6 on the open, last trade down 6. And July, $58.28, down 5, last traded up 2. Joining us now for a pre-opening call is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Tom.
Now, we see higher trade overall on the Board of Trade, wheat, corn, and beans all going up overnight, and we see that trend continuing?
Yeah, we've had that trend every night this week, and we've at least opened stronger at the outset. We'll be up a penny, maybe as much as 4 cents today. In the corn, export bookings, I thought, looked a little bit light, even though they were probably on the low side of the trade estimates. We need 32.4 million bushel each week to meet USDA's projection. We came in on the old crop at 21.7. December resistance in this 234-235 range, which was the area where we went overnight, I think that's going to be pretty tough to get through.
So you're saying that the overnight trade might be not quite, or the opening call might be a little less in corn than what we saw overnight.
Yes, but I think we will test the overnight trade's highs, and that might be about it.
As far as the bean goes, we're still talking Argentina, I guess.
Oh, we're still trying to talk Argentina, whether this strike is or isn't, and who knows. Export bookings there came in about as expected on the high side of things, 11.4 million bushel old crop. We're picking up on the new crop at 2.4. We'll be up for maybe 6 or 8 cents there. We're still seeing a lot of nervousness, I think, in this bean market.
Now, what about the wheat, where we're talking a new weather concern coming in?
We are talking about extremely cold conditions. Most of the people that I talk to in the hard red winter wheat belt are not that concerned because their wheat is behind normal maturation. But we're still going to be talking about that today. I think at the outset we'll be two, maybe as much as a nickel higher. there's really a bearish attitude out here on the wheat. I think that will dry up soon, and I keep reminding people that wheat turns quickly.
Now, just one thing back in the beans. We've been talking before about the possibility. Some people thought, well, if corn gets planted late, that may add to the bean crop. Is that slowing down any increase in the bean pit?
I think that's still in the back of people's minds. Otherwise, we wouldn't be looking at this corn-soy ratio down at 1.95 on the November-December corn.
And so let's get the review of the calls again.
On the corn side, up 1 to 4. On the bean side, up 4 to 6. And on wheat, up 2 to a nickel.
All right. Thanks for your time. That's Ellen Dearden of Ag Review in Morton, Illinois. The outside markets kind of look like this at the moment. The crude oil June contract is down 86 cents a barrel, currently standing at 112.60. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up about 8.5 points, about 30 minutes into the trading day at 12,829. The NASDAQ is up 19 points at 24.32. The S&P up 2.5 at 13.88. This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. Look for a partly to mostly sunny, windy, and warmer day in Champaign-Urbana. A little rain possible in northern and western Illinois. Highs today ranging from 65 in the far northwest to near 80 in far southern Indiana. It's 9:01 Central Time.